8:49 means it's time again for a look at emergency triple team traffic. I guess I should ask, Andy, is it still an emergency situation?
Yeah, there's a couple of areas that you'll still want to avoid if you can. I-80 coming from Tooele County, the drive for that last couple of miles, 3 miles before you reach 5600 West. Unfortunately, you don't have any exit routes, but you'll be in backups from a crash just before 5600 West. The other is I-215 going between 47th and 35th South. It's just inching along like a parking lot because you're in the construction and you have one, possibly two different crashes making this a mess. Eric?
Accident's been cleared a while ago on Bangor Highway in Taylorsville, 54th South, but you still got some slowing there. And you're generally below the speed on I-15 as you move from the Bangor Highway exit all the way up to 7200 South in Midvale. Past that, though, just a little bit of slowing approaching the South Interchange and getting into downtown. Heather?
Things finally look back to normal on I-15 through Weber and Davis County. Same story, Legacy Parkway and U-89, no real delays. Foothill Boulevard in Salt Lake, though, very slow and stop and go, leaving I-80 West and I-215's East Belt up to the University of Utah. Jordan Valley Cancer Center is Utah's new cancer facility, specializing in cancer treatment and helping patients thrive. Their comprehensive prevention programs include health screenings, genetic testing, education, biopsy, and counseling. JVCancerCenter.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.